Hey y'all, Scott here. Man, I had a chance to have an essay published in the book Why Peace, edited by Mark Gutman, but I didn't understand what an opportunity it was. Boy, do I regret I didn't take it. This compendium of thoughts by the greatest anti-war writers and activists of our generation will be remembered and studied long into the future. You've got to get Why Peace. You've got to read Why Peace. It features articles by Harry Brown, Robert Naiman, Fred Bronfman, Dahlia Wasfi, Richard Cummings, Karen Katowski, Butler Schaefer, Kathy Kelly, Robert Higgs, Anthony Gregory, and so many more. Why peace? Because war is the health of everything wrong with our society. Get Why Peace. Down at the bookshop or Amazon.com. Just click the book in the right margin at ScottHorton.org. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. We're joined on the phone by Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. the Man. Hey, Adam, how's it going?
Outstanding. Thanks for having me on today, Scott. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm happy to have you on. Welcome back to Relative Freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
How was your trip?
Well, it was 4 months in state custody, living off the taxpayer. And it was certainly an interesting, harrowing experience. It was a distinct challenge. And as of my status hearing from yesterday, I was fully expecting to go back to jail for an absolute minimum of 8 weeks pending sentencing. And I was very fortunate to be released. And I have to go back on January 17th for sentencing, but I'm just grateful to be able to talk to people like you freely and be able to communicate again.
Yeah, well, it's certainly good to know that you're out and safe and sound in one piece and breathing fresh air and all that. So you've pleaded guilty and you're awaiting sentencing now. I guess they had been holding you without bail. But can you tell us
Correct.
Which charges you've pleaded to? And it's just to clear the air, obviously nobody even thinks this or whatever, but it's not that you've, turned state's witness against anyone else or anything. You've just quit fighting them on the charges against you, basically, right?
On these particular charges, yes, and it's for carrying a rifle or shotgun outside a home and place of business, and unregistered firearm, unregistered ammunition, and possession of marijuana. And it was a really difficult decision. You know, it wasn't one I came to lightly, but, you know, out of consideration for other people that are involved in this, other people in my life, with, consulting with my family, we decided that this was ultimately in the best interest of justice as well as a good, positive, practical outcome. And as you know, I still have to face charges in Virginia, and I'm not looking forward to dealing with that either. But I'm really grateful for everybody who supported me so far in this endeavor, and it continues, of course. But everybody who wrote me letters when I was in jail, everybody who donated to the Legal Defense Fund especially, everybody who wrote to the judge and the prosecutors and everybody else involved who helped out, who protested and was a part of this, you know, it was really an amazing experience to feel how people came to my support during this time.
Yeah, that is cool. Now, as far as the decision to go ahead and plead guilty, I don't think anybody would blame you for that when you're... You still could be facing prison time or not?
Yeah, absolutely. And in this case, it's up to 7.5 years minus the 4 months time served. I'm still hypothetically facing.
Yeah. So, listen, this was your idea in the first place. It's not like you owe anyone any more time in jail at all. Hopefully they don't think you owe them any more time.
Well, like I said, ultimately I think this is in the best interest of justice.
All right, now, well, and do you feel like you made your point?
Oh, absolutely. And I've certainly stimulated a lot of thought and a lot of people, and I definitely got a good sense of the appreciation for that.
And, so still up to 7 years. I guess you can't really say, but...
7.5.
7.5. So your lawyers think that going ahead and pleading guilty is going to help you out very much, I hope?
Well, you know, I can't comment on any of those legal specifics until after the sentencing, but, we're looking forward to get it past this one way or another.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I was Judge Harry, it'd just be $50 in time served and go about your day, and thanks for the great YouTube video, but I guess we'll see. Now, so how long do you have until the sentencing?
Well, maybe you should be a judge, Scott. I mean, I can see that happening pretty soon here. I mean,
Wouldn't that be great?
Well,
me
not?
And Dan Larroquette and all of them, Bull Shannon. And, all right. The black lady, always liked her. What is her name? Marcia Wallace? She's funny. How long till you're sentenced?
January 17th.
Oh, okay, that's good. So we can expect some good episodes of Adam versus the Man, at least in the meantime, right?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to be capable of production-wise. I'm still, like I said, we weren't expecting this at all. I was fully prepared to stay in jail, and we were making plans to do more podcasts from jail, but it's been a lot of fun doing that, and, you know, my wonderful girlfriend, Carrie Webber, has been recording my podcasts over the jail phone, so people can go check those out, adamversusdeman.com/podcast, or they can see them in segments on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Adam Kokesh, and really appreciate everybody who's been listening to and sharing some of those videos, and there's some really good stuff lately. I did an interview, actually, with another inmate before I got out. His name's Q. He did it anonymously. That's going to be coming out this week.
Cool.
There was a story I told of another inmate who has some very interesting legal challenges that he's faced, Mr. Glenn Smith, and really appreciate people checking those out and being able to help out some of the inmates that I met who are facing, you know, really much more difficult situations than I ever did.
Yeah, you know, I was just about to ask you what was the most important thing you learned in there, but I guess that's it, right? The stories of these other people being helped.
Yeah, and, well, that's a big part of it, you know, seeing what other people are going through, but also having a sense, just having lived through whatever little part of the experience that I did, of the unique challenges that anyone going through the justice system faces. And, you know, one of the tough things really for me was seeing when you're locked up pre-trial, that unless your legal strategy is, well, I'm going to have someone else pay a lawyer who's going to handle everything, you know, they make it very difficult for you to prepare a defense. So that was, you know, that was a big part of it for me. But also, like, through hearing all these guys' stories and seeing what they were going through, you know, really got a unique appreciation for, like I said, just all the different unique challenges that guys face.
Mm-hmm. Well, and overall, do you think most people or anything like most people in there actually did something wrong, like beat the hell out of their wife or something that they deserve to be in there for, or everybody's just accidentally committed some offense against some state regulation?
Well, I will say there's a lot of deception among inmates, understandably, given the
sure.
circumstances.
Yeah. There
are a lot
We're
of
all innocent. Yeah.
Who, right. Well, you know, that of course, that's the myth, right, from Shawshank Redemption. You know, everybody in here is innocent, don't you know? But that's not true, and most people are very forthright about what they've been charged with, and generally, you know, people need to be careful about talking about their cases, but there aren't a lot of people going, oh, no, I'm innocent, I shouldn't be here, at least from my experience with the exposure that I had. The vast majority of men and of inmates that I met, We're pretty upfront about, you know, what they did and you know what it meant to be taking their punishment, whether they thought it was legitimate or not, and you know.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. There's a difference between using a gun on someone and racking a shotgun on video to make a political point, or even just walking down the street with one in your pocket. And so I wonder.
Sure.
That,
well,
you know,
in that case, from that perspective, and I understand that's what you're getting at. I don't want to be trying to draw too many conclusions from my experience, because I think the statistics on those counts speak for themselves.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. I don't know what they are. That's why I was curious. I just imagine there are more people in there for gun charges for just simple possession rather than actually doing something wrong with one, but I don't know.
Well, there were definitely a lot of those, and, you know, I don't want to try to make a survey because I wasn't keeping track of the numbers and I wasn't looking at other guys' paperwork very often.
Sure.
But if you want to, you know, if you want to look at the numbers, there are a lot of people in for charges there in that sense, similar to what I face. But, yeah. Scott, I'm sorry I got to go. It's all the time I have right now. And, you know, like I said, I'm glad for the opportunity, but, you know, I'm going to be getting a book written in the next 10 weeks before I go to sentencing, and we have that to look forward to. So definitely appreciate the opportunity. If anybody wants to help support me, adamversusdeman.com. You can go to /invest if you want to donate. Like I said, I'm going to have, well, as you probably know from while I was locked up, basically, and I don't mean just by government raiding my house, but from of, you know, former staff member. Basically, all of my money was stolen. The original legal defense funds were stolen, and we've been trying to get some of that back. But we're going to, I still got to go forward for this case in Virginia. We really need all the help we can get with that. And then when all of this is behind me, getting back into regular production.
Right. Right on. Yeah, you know, I talked with your buddy, Drew, right? Drew Phillips? I interviewed him on the show, and I've been trying to remind people that whatever they heard about that, it's in the past, and that your good friend and your dad are handling the money for you now and all that kind of thing. So I hope that the message has gotten out there that whatever problem is over and that people can feel safe in donating again and all that.
Absolutely.
All right, and again, that's AdamVersusTheMan.com/invest. And I'm sorry, go ahead real quick.
Yeah, no, it's just one of the things I really came to appreciate, too, about, you know, about going to jail is the, you know, the consequences of disruption to your life. You know, and if it wasn't for the people that helped pick up the pieces in the last couple of months, and, you know, my dad, I want to, you know, shout out to him. You know, I love you so much, Dad, and you know, I'm really grateful for everybody, Nathan Cox, Kim Wood, Anthony Antonello, Michael Salvi, my girlfriend Carrie Wedler in California, and Jeffrey Phillips in L.A. You know, they've just been incredible when all this went down to help pick up the pieces. But, you know, if it wasn't for them, you know, my life, I'd be coming out of jail with a Metro card and a Department of Corrections ID, and that would be it.
Yep.
And
it, hey, this know, bumper it, music that, is a coincidence, I swear. Hey, we got to go. That's it. AdamVersusTheMan.com. Right, thanks, Adam. Why does the U.S. support the tortured dictatorship in Egypt? Because that's what Israel wants. Why can't America make peace with Iran? Because that's not what Israel wants. And why do we veto every attempt to shut down illegal settlements on the West Bank? Because it's what Israel wants. Seeing a pattern here? Sick of it yet? It's time to put America first. Support the Council for the National Interest at councilforthenationalinterest.org and push back against the Israel lobby and their sock puppets in Washington, D.C. That's councilforthenationalinterest.org. Hey, Al Scott here for myheroesthink.com. They sell beautiful 7-inch busts of libertarian heroes, Ludwig von Mises, Murray Rothbard, Ron Paul, and Harry Brown. I've got the Harry Brown one on the bookshelf now. Makes me smile every time it catches my eye. These finely crafted statues from myheroesthink.com make excellent decorations for your desktop at work, bookends for your shelves, or gifts for that special individualist in your life. They're also all available in colors now, too. Of course, gold, silver, or bronze. Coming soon, Hayek, Hazlitt, Carlin. Use promo code Scott Horton and save $5 at myheroesthink.com. Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here for WallStreetWindow.com. Mike Swanson is a successful former hedge fund manager whose site is unique on the web. Subscribers are allowed a window into Mike's very real main account and receive announcements and explanations for all his market moves. The Federal Reserve has been inflating the money supply to finance the bank bailouts and terror war overseas. So Mike's betting on commodities, mining stocks, European markets, and other hedges against a depreciating dollar. Play along on paper or with real money, and then be your own judge of Mike's investment strategies. See what happens at WallStreetWindow.com.